and a spacey guitar. Music. Ethereal music. This is Connect the Dots, and this is your host, Tom Edison. And guess what? It's been an amazing week. Yeah, good news, bad news. Yeah, we all know the bad news. Yeah, the rainforest is burning, and those dirty so-and-sos who set those fires. But the situation will get fixed eventually. Meanwhile, don't let children play with matches. And don't let bad people play with matches either. But on the good side, oh, there's just been so many good things. Hey, you know what happened since in the last 10 days? It was the Woodstock 50th anniversary. I was there. Hey, let me tell you, it was a party. By the time I got to Woodstock, there was a party going on, definitely. And the Bethel experience, the people were expanding their minds with whatever they could find to expand their minds, and there was plenty of things to find. And you can read into that whatever you want, but let me tell you this. If everybody in the world interacted with each other like everybody interacted with each other up in Bethel, the real location of the Woodstock Festival, our world would have total peace, and everybody would be happy, and everybody would be getting along, and it would be, everyone would be taking care of everybody. It's an example for humanity to follow, and the 50th was more exemplifying than even the original, because we had all those years to practice to be good people, and we all came there and showed up, and tremendous amount of great music, too. It was the three major locations, and I was at one of them where the music went on 24/7. Of course, these were not the mega bands playing at the location I was at, but it was really where the real spirit of Woodstock was. And you'd be surprised how many non-famous great bands there are out there. And it was a continuous 24/7 music thing. And at the location I was at, it's a 24-hour party. No one ever goes to sleep until you get so tired you have to go to sleep. But it goes on all night, all morning, all through the next day, all on the next day. And it's an ongoing party. What can I tell you? I just came back from there, pretty much. I came back on Sunday, so that was 6 days ago. But it's still fresh in my mind. I can tell you that I had some magical moments there. You have to wait till next year if you want to go there and experience it. But it's one of the places where the extraterrestrials show up, the spirit beings. Yes, they do. In fact, I have pictures of their spacecraft that hover over that area. I've got pictures of spacecraft over other areas too, but up at Bethel, yeah, the space people show up in their crafts. And if you got, I just used a 35mm camera, and you'll get pictures of them if you know how to take pictures at night. No, you don't use flashes, because that'll blur away what you're trying to capture. But anyhow, I have it in my book, you know. That's why I tell everybody every week, buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You know, you can read the first 40 pages free on Google, and that ought to entice you to buy it. But the pictures of the spacecraft are on the other parts of the book. There's no pictures of spacecraft in the first 40 pages, I believe. But go check it out for yourself. There's still a lot of good pictures. That's where I discovered the sparkling points. It was up at Bethel. And I have a picture of that. Plus, I've got pictures of the most unusual spacecraft. And we're not talking about UFOs, unidentified flying objects. We're talking about spacecraft that hover in the sky because they are participating in the Bethel experience. They telepathically interact with people there. I've been telepathically interacted with, and so have other people. up there. Plus, you can plug into the big board mentally and actually plug into the rest of the universe that you're not normally have access to, unless you're some superior being from another dimension. But if you're a regular person and you have the intelligence level and the will and the desire to contact others from other dimensions, especially those beings that hover those gigantic craft over the area, and they're there every year. That's why I go. And I talk about some of those experiences in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name for the show. And enlightening experience for those truth seekers of us like myself who go to events like that to find out more truth and interact with the higher reality. And that is, there's the explanation of why a 500,000 people or so made it to the original Woodstock. They were coaxed to come there by the spirit world. And what's an interesting point you realize once you start connecting with the spirit world that shows up at Woodstock, the so-called good ones and the bad ones, they travel together. But they all know how to cooperate. There are no really bad ones that show up at Bethel, but there's some questionable ones, but they travel together with the ones we would call the good ones. And that's an interesting point that most people don't realize. And I'm talking from experience here, you know. I didn't have to listen to anybody on the radio, but maybe you're learning it for the first time by listening to me. And that's how you get your, that's the most important way to get knowledge in your lifetime is personal experiences. And, you know, of course, you got to use some discernment and be careful about who you interact with and what. But this is part of life, you know, and a very important part of life. And that's why I'm talking about it for a minute or two here, and then I'll move on to something else. Another example is I was listening. BBS radio is the best radio going. I mean, especially the two shows that come on before me. James Gillian, he was interviewing on his show that aired tonight, Dr. Hertog, the writer, the author of The Keys of Enoch. And he was the guest, along with his wife, Desiree. And I don't know, about 10 years ago or so, I met Dr. Hertog in New York City. That's right, I'm a New York City resident, and this show is being coming out of New York, even though it's broadcast out of California. Hey, we live in a global world. We're distance. It does not interfere or stop things. It all can happen at the same time with the technology of today. And Dr. Hertog, again, the author of the famous book, The Keys of Enoch, written back in 1973. I've got a copy myself. I studied it very much well. So an interesting point, when I met Dr. Hertog, I think it was the first time I met him, because I met him twice, and I asked him a key question. Did you ever read the Fifth Apocryphal Revelation, which is an equally great book, but it talks about many other great things that he didn't write about, and it talks about him from a different perspective. And he said no, but amazingly he said, right before he wrote The Keys of Enoch in 1973, he was approached by a representative of the information in the Fifth Apocryphal Revelation, and they wanted to converse with him and give him the material to correlate. And he told me he refused to do it. He didn't want to know what information was in the Fifth Apocryphal Revelation, even though it came before his book, because he didn't want to be influenced in writing his book. Very interesting. And after listening to his wonderful interview with James Gillian 2 hours ago, because I always was, Dr. Hertog is talking on the radio. I always listen to what he has to say. I don't think he's read the fifth apocryphal revelation either. For whatever reason, he has his reasons. He wants, I guess, to just keep his focus on the book that he wrote, which was information given to him. If you ever buy a copy of the book, and I suggest you do, Keys of Enoch, you can get it anywhere. Because he was downloaded the information to write the book by the higher intelligence. And of course, it's called the Keys of Enoch because Enoch was the famous being, the one mentioned in the Bible, that came and visited him and took him off to the higher realms and showed him many things, and then arranged for him to be downloaded with the information. So when he made it back to Earth a couple of days later, Earth time, he would have all this information. And listening to the interview, it caused me to pull out my copy, and there's just so many fascinating things in there. They talk about the modulation of reality. The higher intelligence modulates our reality, yes. And one of the, they use sacred geometry, and they use shapes that we're familiar with. There's this setup where they're modulating one reality into the other, and they're using two cubes, one on top of another, encompassing other spheres, and it's all encompassed with five spheres. And then you have the pyramidal projections of energy also that interplay with these things, and two pyramids spinning in opposite directions. That gets talked about. Plus, they have the diagram for the bi-pyramidal, I think it's called, spacecraft that looks like kind of a star-shaped thing, a four-pointed star-shaped thing that spreads out in different ways. But that same symbol appears in what do they call the Outer Limits? There's a show it appears in, and I've seen it appear in other science fiction shows. I've seen it on a church windows, the glass stained ones, that this symbol has appeared before. And it's also somewhat incorporated into other structures on our world. And all of these things appear long before he wrote the book, but now we have an understanding what that symbolism really represents. Anyhow, pick yourself up the Keys of Enoch and get a chance, download it or whatever you do, put it on your tablet. But I advise everybody, before you do that, buy a copy of my Connect the Dots Theory. First of all, it sells a lot cheaper, and it's a beginner's course into gaining an understanding of multidimensional physics, multidimensional realities, how it all ties together, which actually aren't explained in these complex books. Keys of Enoch is a complex book. Fifth Apocryphal Revelation is a very, very complex book. But my book, it was written for regular people to pick it up and read and begin to gain an understanding how it's all connected via geometry and frequency. And I also recommend that people get a copy of The Crystal Connection, which explains pretty much how one dimension meshes into the other via geometry and energy going through focal points that outline specific shapes, the platonic shapes and their correlates, it could be referred to. But I give some basic understanding of how to gain an understanding of that, and I explain it as simple as possible. I try to avoid complicated words, because when you make the words too complicated, you lose your audience, especially if they know nothing about any of these things. And anyhow, this is the time for learning all this stuff, because the Earth is moving into the new reality. Yeah, it's called the 5D. D as in dimension, or the fifth vibrational zone. See, in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, I refer each dimension as a realm or a zone defined by vibrational frequency parameters. You know, basically, as you go up each dimensional zone, the frequencies get multiplied by factors of 1,000 or sometimes factors by 1,000,000. And when things start moving that fast beyond your capable vision, they're invisible. And that explains why invisible beings exist. They simply keep vibrating faster than the limitations of human eyesight. And I explain all these important points. Plus, I have philosophy in the book. I redefine important words such as truth. You know, the classic definition of truth is too limited. And I've expanded it. And you'll be delighted to see how I've expanded it. Plus, I explain things such as coincidence. Coincidences are not chance, are things that don't happen by chance. They're pre-planned to coincide at some specific point. And so the coincidence is always created. Many people have said it, well, nothing happens by chance. There are maybe one or two things out of 1,000,000 happen by chance, but it's infinitesimally small. Basically, nothing does happen by chance. What we call chance is actually coincidence that have been pre-planned to coincide at some point in time. And there are the beings that I refer to as the overseers of mankind, the overseers of all realities. And they monitor multiple lives, millions of lives at the same time. They read your thoughts, understand your desires, and they're the ones who coordinate all the things that create the coincidence that make something special in your life. Yes, dreams do come true because your thoughts, your dreams are being listened to, comprehended, and those who have the ability, the larger overseer of things, they can manipulate 1,000,000 people or 1,000,000,000 people to make your dream come true, and these efforts are put into assisting us in our lives. So give thanks for those things, even if you don't understand how complex it's done, but I do my best in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, to explain it. That's why I tell everyone to buy it. It'll make you a smarter person. In fact, I've correlated and connected so many things in that book, I even claim that members of the Galactic Federation who are in our solar system trying to get rid of the bad guys and bring on the event and bring on the ascension of planet Earth, even they could learn something from my book. Because one thing on Earth here, when you're living a life here on Earth, you have the ability to interact on a personal level and create new strategies. In fact, that's the purpose of Earth. Earth is a place for creating new things. And I learned at an early age how to think for myself. And I've been creating things my whole life. And I'm always creating better ways of doing anything. My statement is, I got a better way. Better way of doing everything, because I simply look for it, and if you look for it, you'll find it, pretty much. Yeah, there's maybe one or two things out of 1,000,000 that there is no better way of doing it. But the rest, there's always a better way. Just start looking for it. You'll find it. And that's part of the wonderful experience here on Earth. And Earth is an experimental world where things are tried here that nowhere else in the galaxy or so few places. That is a very, very special place. Now, don't you feel special being here? Well, you ought to. Now, go find yourself a mirror, look at it, and realize how special you are, because we're all special. When you gain an understanding of what makes up a human being, you'll understand how special you are. Everyone is connected to the ultimate single source of all reality, personally known as the Heavenly Father. That's right. God does not really have a name, but we can talk about him, and I don't know what to refer to as third person or whatever. We can talk about him and refer to him. He's our Heavenly Father. He's everyone's Heavenly Father. And it's from the Heavenly Father that everyone is given a unique personality. That's why no two souls are alike. Sure, the dark side manufactures clones and robots and AI intelligent, and those are copies. And they can be identical, but those are not real creations, living creations from the single source of all that is. That's right. The Heavenly Father gives everyone a special personality. It's like he's there with a, if you want to describe him as being human, he's there with a microphone in his hand, and he just starts talking into the microphone, and the machine creates the personality, and that's programmed into the human that is born. Whether they're born on Earth or somewhere else, or they're born a spirit being and then descend down into a physical being, all these possibilities exist. You realize that there's 570 physical bodies that we can experience. You know, just to give you an idea how complex and big the universe is. We're talking, you know, like there's so many things on Earth that remind us that are representations of the bigger picture. Many of us have heard the term the grandfather clock, and we've seen pictures of it with the 100 wheels all connected to each other that run in sync to keep time on, keep time going in order, so to speak. Well, that's kind of how the universe is, but imagine something a million times more complex than a grandfather clock, but nevertheless having wheels that cog into each other and rotate and connect with each other at certain points in time, and that's the universe. There's all these plans going on, timelines, and they're all set in, not doesn't have to be an exact round circle, but they're all set in circular patterns that one is connected to the other, and sometimes the meeting point is billions of years later, where one wheel, they call them the mother wheels. Yes. Hey, this is an educational show, and if you've been listening to this show from the beginning, you've learned like 100 years worth of knowledge in 20 minutes. And I don't claim to be the most knowledgeable person in the universe, but I know that I'm one of them. I mean, what really shocks me is when I listen to related comments from people of the higher realities and they do their revelations of the information, I quickly realize that there's so much that they don't know that I've got to learn. I've had the opportunity to learn here on Earth. You know, I don't know how much of this knowledge I brought here with me, but I certainly learned a lot. And by I do that by connecting the dots, by observing things, by participating. You know, you can learn a lot sometimes by just participating. You just jump into a situation, you might make a few mistakes, but those mistakes will be teaching lessons. You know, nobody wants to keep making the same mistakes again, but a mistake is a teaching lesson if you incorporate it as such. And so I'm a pretty free-going person. I'm not afraid to step into situations. And one of my favorite examples is, you know, you can be the most intellectual mind in the world, and you know all about the chemical formula for water, hydrogen atom combining, two hydrogen atoms combining with one oxygen atom, and you can picture the spherical electron orbits and all that stuff, but you have no idea what water is until you step into it and feel it and touch it. You don't know what the ocean is until you jump in and swim in it. You know, and that's pretty much you know, part of, that's kind of like the learning experience here on Earth. You know, you get to experience these things firsthand. You get to experience telepathic communication too. The only reason you might claim that you don't have any telepathic experience is because you had it and you weren't aware it was happening. Happens all the time. There's the classic cartoon from back in the 20th century where the little devil pops up on the shoulder of somebody who's thinking and says, yeah, stick the pitchfork in him. And then in the same cartoon, an angel with wings and a halo pops up on the elder's shoulder and says, no, don't listen to that devil. Well, that's telepathic communication. You know, some people refer to it as the conscience, your conscience, but and then we have the subconscious. But both the subconscious and the conscious engage in telepathic communication. Your subconscious is always interacting with telepathic communication. You don't have to study it. Just listen to what I'm telling you and start experimenting. Start paying attention to what's happening in your life. We've all heard the expression, you know, I just got this idea. Well, that idea was probably given to you via telepathic communication, because everybody's lives are being monitored by many, many, many beings, and many, many, many more beings. You know, we don't want bad entities monitoring our lives, because when they find out how they use that information to trick us into doing bad agendas for them, you know, they take advantage of the fact that we're not how aware that we're being telepathically communicated. In fact, the human being has been designed to pretty much assume that when he receives a telepathic communication, that it's his own thought, or he's been brainwashed into thinking that. Take your pick. I talk about that in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I keep mentioning it. Hey, this is the Connect the Dots radio show. I wrote the book to educate the average person, because it's your responsibility to wake yourself up. And I'm doing my share with this radio show. I'm doing my share with that book. But guess what? There's a lot more than all this serious talk. There's fun. And that's why the many of these ET races, they hate us, really. Because they don't know how to have fun. They don't play. And especially the AI machines and the AI races. Somebody tuned me into a YouTube out there now. And I'm going to pass the info along to you here. So if you got a pen to write it down, or you can listen to the show later when it's out there for downloading. But get yourself a pen, do it the old and paper, and do it the old-fashioned way, because I'm going to tell you now. It's a YouTube out there by this woman called Carrie at ProjectCamelot.tv, and the YouTube address is, you know, https://youtube/34tfnz15WUE. Well, I think it's about, I don't know, 40 minutes long, something like that. And very important information in there, talking about there's six major AI races on our world now. And of course, what do AI races? They only have one thing in mind. They want to dominate mankind and use us to do the things that they can. Build more machines for them, build more of them or something, because they need us to build them, because some of these machines probably can't build themselves. But, yeah, AI intelligences, they're here on our planet, six major ones, and we really can't trust them. How many science fiction movies have been out there that have made that point? But check out the video tube, you know, /YouTube/34TFNZ15WUE. Those of you who know nothing about this, you will learn the world of information. There was a good explanation on there regarding some confusion about the Anunnaki. People say they're reptilians. People say they're humanoid. Well, explain, you're both right, and explains how a portion of the Anunnaki became reptilian. So a lot of good information out there, and it's important to know who these creatures are and these off-world beings, because they're here on our planet. Either they're living underground or they're floating around in their spacecraft. And just too many of these bad ETs that have interfered with humanity. They're the ones that, you've heard of the New World Order, well, they are the ones who control the new world order. These regular humans who think they're ruling the world, they're nothing but puppets. The extra smart ETs that are mind controlling them. How about that, you new world order people? Of course, I know none of you listen to this show because you're too busy over-controlling the world and following the agendas about depopulating our world, following the orders of your ET masters, even though you don't realize that's what you're doing. But this is part of the reality. Anyhow, back to fun. That's it, you know? That's one of the greatest things about being a human on Earth. We can easily learn how to have fun. And most of us learned at an early age how to have fun, especially here in America. And, you know, not all of us, but most of us do. And many of us try to keep on having fun the rest of our lives. And I'm one of them. I never stopped having fun. I have to go out and have a little fun just about every day in my life. It isn't mandatory, but I seek to do it just about every day in one way or another. And I do, and I have a pretty good success rate at doing that. And, hey, that's what I was doing up at Woodstock 50, which is really in the town of Bethel, New York. I was having fun, and most of the people up there were having fun, too. And speaking of fun, I tell people, go visit my YouTube, Subway Fantasy. It's a fun rock and roll, starts off as a sci-fi movie and then goes into a rock and roll documentary. It's fun. It's enlightening. It's invigorating. I got a section in there that you just got to watch it. And that's for free, too. What could be better than having fun for free? But, you know, you just got to go to YouTube.com, click on the video option, and then in the information bar, you punch in the title, Subway Fantasy. But you got to spell it fantasy my way. Phantesy. Hey, it's for free. And 29 minutes for free. Subway Fantasy. Phantesy. If you try to spell it the correct way, it'll take you to somebody else. And then you won't have any fun, probably. I think somebody's got something out there that's like 1 minute long. I didn't even bother to look at it. But hey, I guarantee that if you go and watch that YouTube, Subway Fantasy, Phantesy, by me, Tom Anderson, a rock and roll documentary by me and Tom Anderson, you will be having fun. Absolutely. Because there's not a dead moment in the whole 29 minutes. It just goes from one thing to the next, and it doesn't go a normal route. Because if it was too normal, it would be predictable. And then it wouldn't be that much fun. And fun is the key word here. I have an even larger fun version of it. It's on DVD for sale. You know, go to my presidential website. You'll find the connection to how to send me a PayPal. It's $10 plus shipping costs, okay? Or you can go to BBS Radio, find out how to send me things, either PayPal or send me a money order. And, of course, you got to give me your address, too, so I can know I don't download to people, all right? I believe that the way to watch a video is on a disc, put in a DVD player, project it on a big, giant screen, you know, your wall-mounted TV or your... you know, or you got a projection system or whatever, a big, big screen. The way to watch, certainly my Subway Fantasy, it's not on some small personal computer screen or something like that. Yeah, you can watch it for free on that, but what's the point? If you want to have fun, you want it big. You want to feel like you're there. And My Subway Fantasy brings you into the clubs with the low lights. And you'll feel you're part of it there. And the audiences in every one of those videos are screaming and partying and having fun. And that's what life is all about. And that was the whole point of putting that video out there. That's why it's out there, to give people enjoyment and fun. And it's for free, you know? Hey, remember when you were a child, you went out there and played with the other kids, you're all 5, 6 years old, 7 years old, or whatever? You went and did things that were fun, and it didn't cost anything. You know, play silly games like hide-and-seek or whatever. You play those early childhood games, and it was fun, and it didn't cost you anything. And that's what life is all about, you know? Interacting in a fun environment, enjoying life, and not having to pay money for it. So that is the lecture on fun tonight. Hey, you know, this is a call-in radio show, not like some of those other shows. This is a call-in radio show, and if you got something important to say or just want to call in and tell us about some fun you had, that's okay too, as long as you make it interesting. We're all ears and want to hear it. Hey, I like hearing fun stories. Anybody who was at Woodstock 50, hey, call in. This is a call-in radio show. The number is 888-627-6008. Of course, if you're listening to this on your personal computer, the number is displayed there for Station 1. That's right. I'm on Station 1. You know, because I'm a number one dude on Station 1. That's right. And that is, hey, it would be a pleasure to talk to somebody who was at Woodstock 50. We can compare notes. And we can play the game. I had more fun than you did. No, I had more fun than you did. You know, and we'll do that just for fun. What's your favorite three-letter word? Fun, F-U-N. What's your favorite four-letter word? Love, L-O-V-E. Yeah, love makes the world go round. Love is going to save the human race. Hey, the event is coming. I don't know if you haven't heard about it yet. To hear about it again, I got to tell you. You know, the Galactic Federation of Light, GFOL, is here. The Galactic Confederation is here also. And other brothers and sisters from the celestial realms, they're here in our solar system, and they're doing their best to make this event happen. The event is when they will take over communications and speak to the people of Earth and say, we are the rescuers. We're here to rescue you from the bad guys. We're here to remove the cabal, the bad guys. And we're here to give you free replicators, free, yeah, and tachyon chambers for healing. And we're here to cleanse your planet of all the pollutants that the bad guys have dumped into the ocean, the air, and the soil. This is going on behind the scenes now. It has to happen before 2025. I'm doing my part of waking as many people up as possible. Anybody knows about the event, hey, call in. This is a call-in radio show. Participate. Share your piece of the puzzle, because we all have different bits of the information. Nobody has all the pieces. And I do my best to share my pieces. That's what this show is all about, connecting the dots. When you connect the dots, the picture begins to take shape, the big picture that includes everything and everybody and every dimension and every zone of reality, every microscopic being, every spirit being, everything, period. And we start connecting all the dots, the big picture falls in place, and then, wow, that satisfaction and enlightenment in itself. Hey, I'm a truth seeker. I'm sure there's a few other truth seekers out there. Hey, just call in and say, hey, I'm a truth seeker. Again, the number here is 888-627-6008. And if you don't want to call in, hey, that's fine too, because I can talk forever. And let me tell you about what we're still talking about. It's fun. There's a book out there called The 12th Planet. You know, after listening to Dr. Herzog talk about his Keys of Enoch, I had to go out and pull out my book copy and just remind myself of some of the great things that are in that book. Then I decided, let me pull out my copy of The 12th Planet. And as I'm scrolling, I like to look at pictures, what can I say? I came across, there's this statue from, I guess, Egyptian or Sumerian times or something like that, of this elegant-looking woman, you know, trying to adorn herself with all kinds of fancy things, probably royalty. Of course, unfortunately, the book doesn't mention whom exactly this is a replica of, a statue, just the face statue. And I can attest, and I speak my mind, and I say what I believe, and I listen to my intuition. I went out with that girl. Yeah, right. There's a girl walking around on the face of this earth who looks exactly like this statue face. That's in this book, The 12th Planet. It's an artifact from, you know, the Middle East there. Whether it's Sumerian or Egyptian, it doesn't explain and doesn't name who this is artifact is representing. But I met the woman who looks exactly like that artifact, you know, exactly. And that was before I had the book, The 12th Planet. And then when I bought that book and I saw that picture, I thought, man, that's the girl I was going out with, you know. And she was a very interesting person. She always believed that no harm would ever come to her, and she walked in some dangerous circles. She was a real party person, so was I, and we went to some dangerous places together, and she was always so self-assured that nothing would ever happen to her and that she had control of every situation. And I used to, you know, sometimes like, you know, aren't you pushing it a little? And she would always say, no, I've got nothing to worry about. So then when I see her picture, a mannequin face, statue, you know, just the face part of the statue, in this book, The 12th Planet, which is depicting an artifact from ancient Egypt, or ancient Mesopotamia, or ancient Sumeria, I began to think that maybe this woman whom I was dating was one of those beings from the other realms, the one kind that doesn't age, or the kind that pops in and out of reality at different times. But the look is so identical. In the near future, because I have a little footage of her, be putting out some more music videos on YouTube, because I've got so much of this material that ought to be put out there, because I am a talented songwriter. That's why I wrote the album Songs Better Than Dylan. Hey, go to BBS Radio, click on my site, Connect the Dodge Saturday Station 1, and you'll get the CD Baby link. Get a copy of it. Songs Better Than Dylan, 23 of the greatest songs ever written. Even Bob Dylan never had 23 great songs on one album. And to be able to say, to honestly make that statement, and not worrying about anybody buying it and saying, no, you suck, man. I dare you to say that, because I'll question on you, you know, because I know those songs are great. And I have a right to make that claim if I have some great songs. I've been writing songs for quite a while. I'm a polished songwriter. In fact, you'll see a 3-minute live performance of me in that free rock and roll documentary out there called Subway Fantasy. And I do my version of The Common Man. And all the songs in the whole movie, they're not just songs, basically. They all have, they've all been edited with interesting scenes to make the songs more interesting. And I have a talent for that, so that's how I made it into a fun rock and roll documentary. I've seen the rock and roll documentaries where they just have footage of the band playing on the stage at this event, at that event. And after a while, it's not that interesting. But when you create a fantastic video behind each song, it makes it interesting, which makes it fun. The key word here is fun. And talk about words. Words, to me, a song has to have some kind of meaningful words. Even if it's just I'm going downtown to see my baby, that has a meaning to it, you know? But, yeah, I'm just going to do this off the top of my head now. I'm just a song and it says, I don't want to be just a statistic. I call it an anthem. It's a declaration of my of independence, my declaration of independence. I don't want to be just a nobody. Got to be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Got to be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. I got to be somebody or I won't be satisfied. I got to be somebody to feel alive. I want to know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ID is. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I'd caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to toil till I'm in my grave. Got to be somebody or I won't be satisfied. I got to be somebody to feel alive. Yeah, I want to know when I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ID. All the people that had walked on by now stopped to look because I caught their eye. I wrote that song and now it's become a reality.
I love it. I love it.
Well, thank you very much.
I.
I. I don't know. The spirit world was talking to me.
You know, I'll tell you. My greatest, pardon me. I have a greatest prayer. I call it the greatest gratification prayer.
Let me listen to this. Somebody,
you ready for this?
Prayer.
It's very short. It's very short, and it means everything.
I'm listening.
Dear Creator, thank you for being and allowing me to be. That's about as strong as it gets, because without the Creator, you don't exist. And once you exist, I mean, you got to be grateful for that.
Yeah. Hey, I've got a similar simple one. Thank you for life itself, because life is a gift.
Right. Very close. Very similar, actually. Yeah.
We're on the same page.
We're on the same page, my friend.
How about that?
I've missed you. This is Don, by the way, to the audience. My brother Doug usually does engineer the show, and sometimes he gets on the show. He tells me, I don't get on shows often, but in the evening, sometimes I'm a little mellowed out, and I'll get into a show or two. And Tom's is suitable. I love that man. And I know why he loves you, because, hey, I love you. I feel it. I mean,
thank you.
You have a lot of love in your heart. Now,
hey,
granted,
you guys
I'm not
have the greatest thing going here with this BBS radio. I mean, you're so kind and considerate and caring and understanding, and you let us, the hosts, really do whatever he wants. What more can we ask for?
Well, thank you. You know, it's been a pleasure, and it has been a journey, but the journey has been a sincere pleasure. No, seriously, it has not been a job. It's been a journey. So don't feel bad for me. You know, I've been blessed by the best. I feel it. I live it. I walk it. I breathe it. I mean, I'm a blessed entity. So are you. Everybody is. I mean, here you are. You're alive right here, right now. Yeah. Now, you got to thank whatever gave you that,
absolutely,
which I call the Creator.
And
then after thanking the Creator, I mean, you got to be thanking it for your own individualism.
You're giving everyone,
you know, your own uniqueness. That's the key. You know, your own personality. By the way, your own ego. Oh, yeah. Wear it. Truthfully,
you know,
wear it. Don't get rid of it. That's just
poppycock. Of creation.
Where your individuality, your uniqueness, and whether you're, again, lesbian, gay, or bi, or straight, or black, white, or green, or blue, or some off-world race, hey, to be quite honest, that's meaningless. That just adds to the mystery. All genetics need to intermingle to survive adequately. So we're all here for a purpose. We all, our genetics intermingle. It helps us strengthen each other and our own makeup. It just does. That's why, you know, when it comes to the royal families and some of their bloodlines, and their propensity maybe to stay in the same bloodlines, that causes all forms of issues. It does.
But inbreeding, it doesn't work out too well.
Right, because you got to strengthen the genome, and the only way to do that is to add to it. It's like those little water bears. The most microscopic animal on the planet, and it can survive in outer space by turning itself to glass. It can live in pretty much any condition you put it under. I mean, we could do the same. We actually could. Humankind could. Any species could, if they're advanced enough. Right?
You know, the truth is that part of the experience of life is evolving. And
change. It's like you said.
You go from physical,
you said,
and then
change,
you work
is it.
Spiritual.
You're right, but that's where it is. It's all about change. It is the real constant. Everything, and I mean everything, changes. But
it doesn't every microsecond.
Right, but it doesn't mean there isn't a perfect recording of all the changes and all the preliminary events and all the sub-events. In other words, there is a library of information that is complete, and it, I think, contains all the events of creation.
Yeah, I believe this one, too. I've heard about it.
Yeah.
Not here on Earth.
And if you were the great creator, you wouldn't want it any other way.
Yeah. Well,
of course.
Back point, the creator, the single source of all there is the one that knows everything, you know, because everything comes from the single source. So obviously the single source knows everything.
Everything, in fact, everything we've ever we're experiencing, because it's always right here, right now. Everything that we're experiencing right now has an end result, and the Creator knows it. But absolutely, here's the beauty.
Absolutely.
We have a godzillion choices, but the Creator knows the end result of all those choices too. But the unique aspect of life is we get to choose what the end result will be.
Yeah, it's called co-creation.
In other words, the good Creator knows what the end result will be. But we get to actually choose that ending point. Now,
it's here, all free will.
Right, but here's the beauty of it. It's all the infinite. It's all the infinite. Skipping, and that's a great term by Nassim Haramein. But it's skipping off the infinite. Or the infinite is skipping off the finite. Because, in other words, yeah, that's correct. In other words, the infinite is the finite, and the finite is the infinite. Or, in other words, one will skip off the other in a figure eight pattern, like a parabolic suggestion, or what they call quantum mechanics, or the toroidal mystery of manufacturing. And I don't want to go into that, but gosh, maybe I should.
I don't think we have time on this show, considering we're coming near.
Right, no, yeah, but it's an important one. Son of a gun.
Hey, you know what? This is a call-in radio show, so you can call in next week.
You know, I actually will.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you I will. So I'll keep my word to you.
Absolutely.
And
good.
To your audience.
Good.
Well,
you know?
Well, then know you're going to interview someone who's crazy. Don't ask me about my past and personal history or any of that.
I let people say what they want to say.
Right,
you know?
Any of that because, gosh, I'm not interested in that at all.
Yeah, you're,
maybe the
you're,
audience
you're really
is, but I'm not.
Truth
I'm
tonight.
Just
I've
not.
Got a lot of things.
My past is my
what's
past.
What's the show's all about?
Hey, Tom.
Don.
This show's about you, and I'm sorry, I absconded with it. But gosh, I felt at home.
Oh, yeah,
I felt at home. I felt
things,
at home.
Really, and you, like I said, you gave a great example of gratitude, and gratitude is a very important thing that we should all be grateful for certain things, and it's part of life.
Right.
And gratitude works in a positive way.
Well, gratitude is the vector. It is the magnitude. It is the combining of those two things where you achieve the result. Gratitude is that force. Folks, trust me on this.
Yeah, gratitude is very
gratitude
important.
Gratitude is all. It's not just important, it's all. Okay? When you start to truly feel gratitude, it's all that defines you. Your future, your past, your present, everything.
Hey, all I have to say on top of that is projecting love will gather love.
Hey, you sexy man.
That's
I
what
love
all the girls
that.
Say. I don't know what.
I
know?
Love that. See, that's what makes, that's what makes you a guru.
Hey, I'll settle for a rock and roll.
No, but you really got it going on. I mean it. You're out there, though. Look, I'm going to tell your audience, he's out there. Do I endorse anything and anything? He said, no, I don't. But I love this guy.
There's an old record out
Tom
there.
Tom Edison for President 2020.
Star,
come on.
I replied,
2020.
Yes.
You're the president for 2020.
Hey, yeah, I'm running for president, you know.
That's right.
I claim I'm the most qualified one because I've got the solutions. What more do I need than that?
Well, you're crazy. Hey, you have to be crazy to have the solution.
Well, it's easy, really. You know, ask the people what they want and give them what they want. What could be easier?
Right. What could be easier than giving the people what they want?
Right.
Interesting.
You know?
Hey, that's an interesting mem. That's brilliant.
Hey, it's a plan, you know?
No, hey. Kudos.
Hey, my inauguration speech, I'll make it short. Look, thank you for electing me, and we'll start things off by I'm going to ask you what you want, and then I'll work towards getting you what you want.
I'm going to give you the majority of what you want.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's
hey,
what...
right, you know, the kicker that, is...
The one who wants to
the
be
kicker
the leader,
is, Tom,
to be the servant
you're
of
an, you're an older man, and to the audience, he still looks like a teeny sexy. But, Tom, you're an older man, and you get that. You understand that. You're you've weathered that.
In my mind, I'm still 16 years old. I don't care what you say.
But you're absolutely right. That's,
really?
That's what I'm trying to say. You're right.
Indeed. They might be older than 16, but they still feel like they're 16.
Oh, yes. Well, and back to the beautiful 16-year-olds. You know what? My wife and I are still, we're still a little bit in array because my daughter's about to turn 16.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's
right.
Right,
she's a ballet artist, and she's been going to ballet for 11 and a half years, and she goes about 5 days a week, 3 to 5 hours during those days. I mean, we're talking Olympic gymnast kind of hours every day. For every year. And she's excellent.
Good.
But she's intelligent. I mean, she gets straight A's. Not A's. I look at her report card, and she's getting straight A pluses.
Good.
Like plus, 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 plus. And she combined 2 years last year, and she'll be 16. Well, she's 15 now, folks. She'll be 16 in a while, but she's going to graduate this coming year as a senior, and in her 16th year, and and she wants to become a medical, or what they call a surgical nurse, and her whole thing is people. How to help and save
people,
right?
That's a good human being, right?
Yeah, but I'm not so inclined. I don't talk like that. I'm not like that. That is
not
my shtick. She just has a soul that's her cup of tea.
Uh-huh. She wants to be of service to people. That's good.
Yeah, in a way, I would never be.
Uh-huh. Hey, that's my whole purpose of running for president of the United States, because I'm so sick of seeing these ignorant people getting elected that don't know what to do, and have all this authority they could.
You don't love Trump.
Lives
you don't love nothing. Trump. Are you telling me you don't love Trump?
Love Trump? No, I don't love him. I think he's probably better than the typical phony politician, but at the same time, he doesn't have the solutions to everything.
Right, Good point. You're right on. You're absolutely right. I actually like the man.
Well, that's why people like him.
I actually think the man is honorable. I think his family's honorable. I think they're trying to do the best thing. I hope they can. I'm rooting for them. But there's a lot of weight against them. And I think they, thank heavens he's dealt with that, well, the mafia and illegal, let's say, fronts. He's had to deal with that in his rise and his family's rise to status and the money. But yet he always did it on the American back. His father didn't realize that as much as the son. And the son realized that so much. And he realized that mostly because of the biggest military. We became a very militaristic, capitalistic society. And he's for that. And to be quite honest.
Be honest, yes.
It's the damn best regime this world has ever seen yet. Now,
well,
now
that's why
can
people
it be
like
changed?
It, you know,
can it be? Hey, can we micromanage
it? Beyond
sure.
The,
sure.
First
we could.
Of all, it's not part of the New World Order that went.
Oh,
to,
there's been a lot of seedy parts of a government that's been relegated by the, let's say, the Pentagon, and overseeing the armed forces and a lot of the military forces. As to how we're going to progress into this, let's say, westernized utopia of justice, law, love. I don't know. It's been an interesting journey. I think everybody's a little disillusioned.
Anyhow, we're going full circle here. The main thing why people like Trump is,
and if
that
you like my dissertation, MF, then
you know, he's
then
not,
please buy vodka brewed by Zhluchnovka, and you could get it at CVB. Targlet and other fine aperture stores near you.
Near me?
Near you, including the 812.
Near me, near you. Anyhow, all I gotta say is,
you know what I love about you. You know, I'm more like my brother than you think. I am actually my brother. I'm my twin brother.
Well, twins are twins. Hey, you know the famous Elvis Presley had a twin brother.
You know, you're my twin brother tonight, brother.
Where is your twin brother right now?
You know, he actually, he went on vacation until tomorrow afternoon. And me, I've actually been up since 6:15 this morning. I've had 3 double shots and a full meal, but I don't drink a lot. So hold on, everything's going wild. Folks, we're going to close this show out with Connecting the Dots intro. And I wanted you to hear a little bit from me and Tom, because we're both a little crazy.
Yeah, and guess what? The show's going to end with the guitar solo from Are You Departing in Time, followed by my anthem, because your anthem too, I Gotta Be Somebody. Okay, we'll take it out of here now. Let me do the...
Gotta be somebody. Gotta be somebody for how to satisfy. Gotta be somebody. Feel like one known. I was here to my downstairs without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here to my stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look, cause I caught their eye.